go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
Woohoo! Yay. We got everyone back together again.
Guess who's back?
Back again. Janie's back. Welcome, everyone, to Life's a Binge. This is, what am I doing?
I don't know.
I just forgot how to intro this show, apparently.
You want Mikey P to do it?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Oh, dear Lord.
Thanks, everyone out there, for listening.
You got it,
following
Mikey.
Us on all social media.
You guys like dead air, right?
It's one. It's excellent for a podcast.
That was your audition.
I'm fired.
Dead air, dead air.
Anyway, thanks out there for listening, and you can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge, and that's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the goods at Life's a Binge, and you can join our Patreon, become a subscriber of our show today, help us out there, patreon.com/Life's a Binge, and become a producer like Big Daddy Moneybags, or Kathy, or Todd, or Jess, or I think those are the producers. Then we got David and Mikey and PJ and myself and everyone.
What are we called now? Just patrons.
We are just patrons.
Okay.
Yes.
We're not producers.
And then if you're less than $5, you're an honorary binger.
Yeah, okay.
So any honorary bingers out there as well. But anyway, patreon.com/lifesabinge. Check it out. Become a subscriber. Help us out. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. Take a breath.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, my dudes?
What's up?
He thrusts
lots
his
up. Lots up. You want to go, BJ?
Well, I'm just saying, there's lots of stuff that's happened since the last time we talked.
I went fishing.
Well, yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You
said you tell.
I went fishing.
You tell.
We went to Lake Barrett. It's out in, I don't know, Hamul-ish area.
Did you show your ass? Lake Barrett? Okay. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. All right. It's all this extra work I'm causing you right now.
Lake Barrett.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So do tell.
Not bad, though. That wasn't bad.
Catch
I
fish.
Gave you the crickets, but it wasn't bad. We caught a lot of fish.
Yeah.
I caught like six bass.
Ooh.
Yeah. The largest fish I caught was 3 pounds, 13 ounces, which is quite a large bass.
Like, so do you prepare them yourself after you catch them?
Like,
do you
like, we
cut
had
them
to,
and play them? And...
No.
Catch and release?
Catch and release at the lake. Otherwise, we would have, but we were not allowed. But
real.
Yeah. Catch and release only. Okay. So you have to use barbless hooks so they get off the hook a lot.
Hmm.
But anyway, it was a
that's
lot of fun.
That's kind
of
cool,
yeah.
Like in a way. I mean, I'd love to eat fish.
Yes. Fish is good.
Fish is great.
Yes.
But, nope, catch and release only. All right. That's what I did. What else did I do? I feel like I did something else. Today was my brother's birthday, so I went over to his house for a little bit.
Happy birthday, brother.
That's about it.
Well, you and I went up to Temecula.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too.
Guest starred on a podcast.
I forgot.
Yeah. There was that.
Yeah, we did do that.
I look forward to hearing that. That was fun.
That will be coming out soon. It's called The Best, or Still the Best, podcast with Dallas McLaughlin, where he decides whether or not the best picture of that year should have won Best Picture, and we discussed it ad nauseum.
So it'll be essentially a limited series.
Right.
There's only so many,
so many years
of stuff you do. But
yes.
But I like it, and yeah. we're in good company of guests.
What years / best pictures did you discuss?
1993, which was Schindler's List, and 2009, which was The Hurt Locker.
I bet that one was hotly debated.
Mm,
no.
Yes, it was kinda. It was up against Avatar and some other things.
Right. Right.
But then we also talked. Anyway, you'll hear that when it comes out.
Yeah. A little preview.
Still the best, I believe, is what it's called.
All
right. But it's not out yet. But we will let you know when it is out. But we did record that.
Yeah, that was
very
fun.
Cool.
Anybody else do anything fun?
Family's in town.
Yeah.
They left now, so it's always.
So they're not in town.
They were in town this whole last week. Yeah, they left yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
For both my nephew's graduations, that was great having all the family together. Super cool. My older nephew, who we kind of talk about playing college football, this morning flew due to Japan to play professional football in Japan.
So that's official. I thought it was a maybe still.
I thought he signed a contract for 10 million yen.
I like how you let that. They're paying him in Bud Lights.
Yes, for more money than I've ever made. That's for sure.
Yes.
I think it's official. Like he's there now for a visit, and then he comes back, and then they play the summer. So I'm just hoping that we can stream the games and watch.
Yeah.
So apparently they're allowed for two American players per team. And so he's one of two players. And
it's kind of like schoolyard rules with, like, who gets the big kids.
Uh-huh.
I wonder. Yeah.
All-time quarterback. You're all-time quarterback.
Yeah. But they pick, I don't know. There's two Americans that are there.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to. Yeah, I lost my train. Why would
you, apparently.
So what position would you want? Why would you have anybody else but the quarterback be like an American player?
I don't know. They have a defensive back who was the MVP like last year, who was from America. But
I would go quarterback, running back.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time.
So
that were the rules in my league.
Anthony's stud running back from 2 years ago, Jonah Hodges, played there last year.
There you go.
They're not teammates, but so he plays for the Panasonic team. I forget the name of the mascots.
Mm.
The Panasonic Onyx Wave, something like that. Super fun, polite.
Sound wave.
Yeah. But that's what's up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rich.
I didn't do anything fun.
Word.
Last week. My, it was a tough week because my dog was diagnosed with prostate cancer last Friday. Which is super boo. And he's good now. He's as good as he can be right now. He's comfortable. He's happy. But the doctor, I want to give a shout out to the vet because it's not too far from here. If you never need to go to a vet, it's the emergency pet. Pet emergency services.
Oh, right over there by Grosvenor Center.
Right over on Jackson Drive,
yes.
By Grosvenor Center. The vets there are amazing. Like, their bedside manner is better than most like human doctors I've ever had to deal with. Because BJ and I, we were talking about person medicine on the way over. I'm like, my vets are they're super amazing. Not that you're gonna listen to this, but Dr. Benz, Dr. Woody, Dr. Cody, you guys are awesome. Thanks for helping.
Word.
Is it they have good bedside manner with you guys?
Yeah, they're very straightforward without being like, you know, your dog's gonna die.
Yeah,
that's so helpful in all medicine.
Making sure you understand what's gonna happen without saying it rough. And
right,
you guys are good at this, really good.
I've got to share.
I almost made a horrible dog joke. Not horrible, just bad because you said they don't make it rough. But I didn't, and then I announced that I was gonna do it.
Boy.
Yeah, but then you're like, I don't want
to. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do at all.
Whoa. None of that's
everything's in control.
None of that's been recorded.
No,
of course it is.
Okay. funny thing the other day. So I went to the doctor. Because the urologist, and it had
that's
to,
the penis doctor.
The penis
for those
doctor.
Of you who don't
had
know.
They had to do a scope.
Sorry, man. I had to.
Yeah,
I've been to the urologist.
And so they gave me some pills, and they're like, here. And just by the way, this is gonna make your pee orange.
All right. Okay. Break your microphone.
I'm like, does that?
I didn't do anything.
You did something.
It started moving on its own.
Sure, it did.
It started
I'm pretty sure you
I
adjusted
did not
it.
Touch it.
I've been there, Rich.
Then it
I've been
fell
there.
Over. I don't have any more clamps, guys. You're gonna have to do
the
something.
Clamps.
Yeah, you have to fix it yourself.
Uh-oh, you might be holding it. Yeah, freestyle. There we
no,
go.
No, that's not. That's gonna get old right quick.
No, I can hold
it might.
Sure. Oh.
I was gonna do that, but so
that's good.
They told me that, okay, this is going to make you pee. Or I said, is that mean anything? Am I going to lose control? Like, no. It's just want you to know so you're not surprised. So I completely let it go. later that day, we're swimming in my brother's pool. And I'm like, get out of the water.
You didn't.
Get out of the water or I could pee right here. Especially being a pool guy, a part-time pool guy. I know that like sweat and pee are fairly chemically the same. And it's like
you peed in the pool, didn't you?
Well, yes, yeah, yes. And then so everyone in the everyone else was sitting there talking.
How dare you?
indeed, the they're sitting there. They're like, is there some kind of weird reflection going on? Like, what's going on? And then I was like, oh, and it didn't even until I'm like, oh, that's right. So,
and this, kids, really is funny. Why you become an adult and you don't pee in the pool.
Everybody pees in the pool.
Not everybody.
I do not pee in the pool.
Raise your hand if you pee in the pool.
Oh, I thought you said
no.
No,
if you pee in
you
the pool.
You know why?
Oh, only BJ, huh? Great.
Because pool guys do. Because they know, you know. But it's funny because it reminds me when we were
Tony, call the voicemail. I know you haven't been doing it lately. Call the voicemail and answer yes or no if you pee in your own pool.
Yeah.
Tell me right now.
He's like, yeah, of course he'll say no. Of course he'll do it.
That's because he's telling the truth and he's not a freaking psychopath.
He's not a crazy pool peer. But when we were younger, we used to swim at the community pool, and they used to tell us, like, don't pee in the pool.
There's a chemical in it that'll turn
Turn red. It'll turn red or something, and you'll be
super embarrassed.
It's not true because it forced us kids to have to test it and go pee in a cup in the bathroom and then go sneak and then pour it in the pool, and it didn't happen.
Why didn't you just pee in the pool if you're going to put the pee in the pool in the first place?
Because we wanted like more visual proof, you
sure.
know.
So,
sure.
Anyway,
it was super funny, and it was really, you know, I just can't be embarrassed anymore. You know how it is, you know, especially like.
I mean, when you're a pool peer, then I guess nothing.
You've moved
beyond the capability.
You pee your pants like in a little league game or something like that. You know, and you know they're And on theater, when you do theater, you just can't be embarrassed anymore. There's just nothing that you don't choose to be like horrified and embarrassed by stuff that you do anymore.
I suppose.
I think in the pool, it's less about me being embarrassed and more about peeing where people are swimming,
yes,
BJ.
Yes, correct.
don't sweat in the pool then because it's pretty much the same thing.
It's not.
You'll ask Tony about that, but just to keep going, he will tell you like, no, it's not.
It's
but
not the same.
He'll
thing.
Tell you any other time. He'll say, yes,
okay. So say we're sitting here, and I'm like, man, it's hot, and I like wipe my sweat like this, and flick my arm, and like a little bit of that gets on your face, and then you'd be like, oh man, that sucks. And then I take a whiz, and then I like flick my hand up, and you get pee on your face.
Come on,
is that the same thing?
It's chemically very similar, but
no, you
but
cannot talk your way out.
No,
of it.
But it's gross. No, it's gross.
Yeah, so yeah, don't pee where people are swimming.
Yeah.
And then get caught because you have orange pee.
Because you have orange pee.
Because you have the radioactive pee going on.
Anyway.
Dicks, man.
Yeah.
Clearly, by sharing that, I'm saying that it was funny and embarrassing, but I, you know.
Yeah.
These things happen. So.
Sure they do. Anyway, anything else going on?
That's it.
All right, I'm hit the button.
Life's a binge.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. So are you going to add both that
button? What's up? What's up?
Why do you keep calling it out? Yes, the answer is yes.
You got the timing right.
He's not a revisionist.
With Rich Soublet.
Hey.
Well done.
With the news, I don't remember if we talked about this beforehand or if any of us called it. I feel like somebody brought it up before, but X-Men Dark Phoenix had the lowest opening weekend of any X-Men movie.
Ooh.
That sounds about right.
Ever.
Ooh.
Which is crazy.
Maybe people don't care.
I think they don't. Well, the last one was, since news articles were talking about, like, well, you know, Apocalypse wasn't well received and blah, blah,
right.
blah. I was like, nobody even talked about that movie after it was bad. Like, people just kind of let it go and stopped talking about it.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's even a part of it. I think
it has to be a part of it.
I think people just don't care anymore.
I never go see those movies.
It may be actually oversaturated at this point. I don't know. Maybe.
Is that good or bad?
I honestly think it has to do with the fact that X-Men has tried and failed a lot, where they were like, hey, we have X-Men, which came out before Spider-Man even did.
Right.
And it was like, look at this comic book movie where you actually care about the characters,
yeah.
which is kind of the first of its kind back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spider-Man came out, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, this actually works. And then X-Men 2 came out, and it was really good.
Yes.
And then the whole production team went away, and they had X-Men Last Stand, and it was garbage. And then they did Wolverine over... Origins, which was garbage. And then they're like, uh-oh, this isn't really working. Let's get the old team back together again. And they did First Class, which was great. And they like redid everything and made it all young. And you're like, hey, look, we got young people.
Yeah.
And that was really good. And then they did Days of Futures Past, which was really good. Probably the best one. Exactly.
I would say Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past or Logan would be the best one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Logan I don't put in the same category.
It's not a team movie.
Right. But in that, yeah, so it's just bizarro that I think it's just because they're like, we had two good ones, and then we had two bad ones, and then we had two good ones, and then we had two bad ones, and then so
it's like odd number Star Trek.
They're now two bad ones in a row, so we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean the trailer made it look good, but I just heard it was hot garbage.
What I did hear was that because one of the complaints was from the previous ones that Sophie Turner is just not much of an actress. I heard she was much better in this movie than she has been before, and she's not the worst part of it.
But that she was pretty good in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yeah, she got. I mean, she got better. Like,
yeah,
as an actress, as the show went on.
Yeah, I thought so.
For sure.
I mean, I remember commenting on it. Like, she's just, either it's the production or her,
yeah.
But she just looked the part and behaved the part and acted the part, I thought, really well.
No, absolutely.
But not maybe so much, not
Gay.
So much of this one.
Dream? What am I doing? I was trying to say not so much Jean Grey.
Dream Grey.
It was coming out wrong.
Dream Gay? What?
Apparently. You Dream Gay.
Jared's having a stroke right
yes,
now.
Yes, I Dream Gay.
But so that doesn't bode well. I would say that doesn't bode well for future X-Men movies, but this is, quote-unquote, the last X-Men movie under Fox Studios.
Yep.
Now Disney owns Fox.
To Disney.
Truth.
And what's the over-under on how long they're going to wait before they try and do X-Men? Not just X-Men, before they try and do Dark Phoenix again. Fun fact, I'm pretty sure the writer-director of this was the same guy who wrote Last Stand.
So he's trying to do Dark
Phoenix
twice.
So what they did, let me get another chance, guys. I swear I can do it this time.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Because that was, no, that was, I mean, it started in X2, I guess, when she started to turn.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Any other news?
I have lots of news. Here's a fun one. Entertainment Weekly will now be a monthly magazine.
Still called.
That's tremendous.
From what this says, yes, it will still be called
there.
Entertainment. It
will
still be called Entertainment Weekly.
Half
yeah, only half an hour left. 24 has been reduced to a 5-minute story arc.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic.
Did you read Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out in
June. The June issue.
If you want to know what happened in movies
did you read
last
the June
month.
Week? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it does, because like print is slowly dying. But
what does Egon say? Print is dead.
Yes. But that's a bummer. I subscribe to Entertainment Weekly. It's the only magazine that I actually enjoy. Yeah.
Oh.
You're not Game Informer?
I have a Game Informer subscription.
That's the only thing that shows up for me is Game, and I never
really?
Read it either. Yeah,
you Game Informer.
Well, because you sign up for like
I like
it,
boom boom meow. No,
what's that now?
Yeah,
what are you singing?
Don't know that one.
No,
I do know that.
What's
one.
What's that guy's name? Snow.
Snow.
Oh,
from the
okay.
early 90s.
Yeah,
Informer. You know, you gotta sing it. I don't know any of the fucking words.
It's quite a pull.
He's an informer.
I got you. I see the connection.
And now I kind of get it. Like, oh, okay, I know. I just couldn't put those dots together there.
Whatever.
What are you singing?
Okay. Informer. That's the only word of that song that I think anybody knows.
That's all that I would know. And I don't even know what those actual words are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know
it wasn't me.
No, I know all the words of that song.
That was like the song my freshman year of college.
But you got me on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Because my girlfriend's best friend who lived next door to her dorms played it. It's one of those people, who, and then I'm going to go off on a rant here just for a second.
Tangent train.
People like find a song or a band they like, and they just play that exclusively, like on repeat over and over and over.
Oh,
and over
yeah.
And over
I don't know
and
what you mean.
Over and over
Hamilton.
And over and over and over again. Which is part of why I can't listen to Sublime. Like, I just can't.
I know what you mean.
I can't listen because it's every day from
her
room.
You got played to death.
Every day from her room with Sublime.
But I don't practice Santeria.
Don't start with me, Jared.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
I will come across this table.
And he's 12 years old.
And it's not that it's not catchy.
That's all good. It's a good album.
So many times.
No.
It was the most played out songs on the radio as well.
Yeah, we
so if people
absolutely.
Liked it, and then it was on the radio. It was like, oh my god!
Back in the day, Dave Matthews Crash got played over and over and over. And I love that album, but it got played to death.
That's why in the office when they're in the skating rink.
Yeah.
What, anything you want to hear? It's just you in here. Dave Matthews Band, please. No hits, only deep tracks. I said no hits. All right, you got me.
I realize
that's a good pull.
I realize that there are a lot. There are offices that I haven't seen because we're it was
on really?
Syndication. Yeah, like I think the last couple seasons I didn't see, and so we were watching it with my sisters while they were here. Shout out to Abby and Valerie. I wanted to have Valerie come and be on because she's the only sibling that hasn't been on the show, but it just the timing didn't work out.
Boo!
So, I know. So next time. But yeah, there. I think the last two seasons I never saw. So yeah. I've got that's Money in the Bank. It's still very funny. You know,
yeah. Dude. I just saw a moment on The Office that I completely forgot about. And it's when they do blackface, and it's the funniest fucking joke in the world.
What year is what season is that?
The last season.
Okay,
last
so season, I didn't see that.
It's when they're doing Dwight's like German or Christmas or whatever.
That had to be the same episode I was watching. I didn't see the whole thing, but go ahead.
So he dresses up as Belschnickel or whatever, and Oscar's over on his phone like, yes, Belschnickel's a real thing. It's this and this and this and this. He's like, see, no one ever believes me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, keeps scrolling and reading, and he's like, oh, and he has a little black slave boy, da da da, that helps give out the presents, this and that, and this and that, often portrayed in pantaloons and blackface. And Dwight goes, guys, not every tradition carries on the right way or whatever. He turns around and sends a quick text message, and then it zooms out to the parking lot.
one of the guys,
I don't know, it's either Moe's or like Moe's the warehouse idiot guy that's his friend, is like walking in and like slowly pans up and he's in pantaloons. And then he like, as soon as it hits his face in full on blackface, he gets a text message and turns around and walks away.
That's really funny.
And I was like, you know what? That's a funny way to do that joke. Yeah. Like, well done, Office. Yeah. But anyway,
that's probably the only way you could do
it. Right. Like it was hilarious.
I'm looking forward to
it. And I completely 1,000,000% forgot that that was a joke in that show. Every time I watch that show, I catch more stuff.
Neat.
Anyway, any other news?
Yeah, I got lots.
Do tell.
News,
more news. The Good Place sadly will be ending after season 4.
Yeah. Planned.
Oh. Planned.
Planned. Yeah, they didn't get canceled. Yeah. They put out a very lovely little letter that I read. Michael Schur put out a little letter saying, like, we feel like we don't want to saturate. Basically saying, like, this show's a hit and we could go on forever, but we have these ideas and that's
that. Is it a hit?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like.
It's hugely popular.
Okay. I mean, they did have the giant display up at Comic-Con.
That's right. Last year.
Yeah, it's very it's weird because there's only 10 episodes a season.
Yeah.
Or 12, I think, maybe 10 at the most. Or 12 at the most, but I think 10. And I only saw the first two seasons because I haven't been able to watch season 3 yet because they only have 5 episodes on Hulu and it's the last 5. So, but I really want to watch it. But now there's only 10 more. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
God bless them, I think. I mean, kudos.
It was great.
Yeah.
End the show when you want. Tell your story.
Yep. This is what we had outlined, and like we could milk it, but we don't want to do that. And
little good job. Little BBC influence there.
Yeah.
Like shorten them up. Right. Make quality and,
we need
and
more
you know.
Of that.
For what it's worth, yeah, 12 to 13 episodes per season.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
I really like that show.
That's worth 3 episodes.
Yeah.
2 to 3 episodes, I should say.
And also, while I'm on possible corrections, I was having trouble finding Dallas's podcast.
Oh,
it's not out yet.
Yeah, it's not up yet.
Oh, okay. Then I will shut up.
Yeah.
Well, no. But he's not had a single episode up?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then I will
disregard. Can we talk for just a moment? We'll go back to the news in a second.
Tangent Train.
That when we went up there to record it, we were in this freaking nice studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's paid for by these folks who have a YouTube channel
Brian
that Dallas
Lanning.
Has been working for forever. And it, especially like talking to my niece and nephews about their favorite YouTube stuff. So there was a moment there where they were just showing us all of their favorite stuff, which maybe you've seen or not, but oh my God, like, and all these people are kind of famous. There's a really big, chubby guy who sings songs into his camera that shoots up at him, and he's like listening to YMCA, but he sings the words to Smash Mouth's All Star instead. So you got to stay in the hey now, you're an All Star, and it's just a shot of him singing, and apparently millions of people watch, and he makes money. And these folks who own the studio and that Dallas works for has a YouTube show that I've never heard of.
Daily Bumps.
And this is like, dude, what, dude? Why aren't we making money?
Because you're not a creator on YouTube. All you have to do is become a creator and become popular. Well, the end.
That's all.
Those two things.
Well, yeah, but like that's it. Like you can't sit here and complain if you're not going to.
Reminds me of like yeah,
I
like,
tried.
Yeah, that reminds me of doing a speech tournament. And you do a humorous interpretation. They do dramatic interpretation, humorous interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And I did really well at humorous interpretation. I went to state and almost went to nationals, but they said I had too many curse words. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. But but they had
I see what you did there.
But the judge sent me a note. She said, have you ever thought of joining the cast of Saturday Night Live? Like
dude, people said that to me all
like, why
the
don't,
time.
Yeah, like – like yeah, why didn't I think of that? Like, yeah. You know, like dang it.
People at the end of the Sea Lion show. Hey, you're really good. You're really funny. You ever think about being on TV?
Right.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. Ass fuck.
Yeah.
You got your own show. You gonna cast me or what?
When I was a freaking cashier at Home Depot and have the radio on, I'd be singing songs or singing along with it on the radio. It's like, well, you have a really good voice. You ever thought of being a famous singer? And I'm like, yeah, I've fucking thought about it.
Of course.
I'll just go do that.
It's literally all I think about, asshole.
I'll just go be famous. You know what I should do today? On Tuesday. Actually, I can't do it today. On Tuesday, I'm going to go be famous.
I'll go be on SNL tomorrow, actually. Yeah, I'll quit this day job that I do. Yeah.
Get ready.
Sounds legit.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Super stupid.
I mean, they're just trying to be nice and give you a
they
compliment.
They are. They
but
totally
it's like,
are.
You suck.
Yeah.
Like, nice. You know, like if it would, it wouldn't be so bad if you didn't hear the same thing 18,000 times.
Like, granted, I've never auditioned for Saturday Night Live, so maybe you're right, but I don't know. So
just say you're great. Hey, you know what? You did really good with that. That was great.
You're really good.
You should be on TV. Yeah.
Thanks.
You know what? You're not. You're not on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. You ever thought about doing that, maybe? Because then, you know.
Good times. Next.
One more. And I want to try and close out every news segment like this from now on. It's one piece of I can't believe this is happening news.
Oh, we'll need to create a new drop.
I can't believe this is happening.
With Richard Blake.
Paramount is announcing a Scrooged remake.
Oh, I heard about this.
Starring Kevin Hart.
He's the one behind it, too. Like,
yeah, it's like his vehicle.
Heartbeat
his baby.
Productions.
Heartbeat Productions.
It. That's his company. H-A-R-T.
Of course.
Beat Productions. But yeah, he wants to star in it as well. I mean, it's just very much in talks, but still.
But of all the concepts and ideas, and then you know what we need to do again? Scrooged. How do you arrive at that?
And it's not even a let's do Christmas Carol for the modern audience of the 2010s.
Let's specifically remake.
But we're remaking Scrooged. It's
right.
Like, wait,
right.
Just do a new Christmas Carol.
I don't
like,
understand.
Just do your own version.
Why though? So yeah, I can't
I'm
believe
all
that's
in.
Happening.
I'm ready.
You're ready for
bring it on, Kevin Hart.
Mikey P.
Kevin Hart is endearing. I mean, you know.
But again, why does it just do your own
do
Christmas,
Christmas
Carol?
I believe. Hey, yeah, you're preaching to the choir now.
Just do a Christmas
like,
Carol.
Trust me. Like, yes,
that's
do
what
your
made
own
Scrooge
thing.
So good. Is that it was the at the time the modern interpretation of Christmas Carol, and Bill Murray can sell anything.
True.
And so that's what made it so good. But like, don't remake that movie.
No.
Just do Kevin Hart's Christmas Carol.
That movie's dated. I mean,
of course it is.
It could have some upgrades. I don't know. I'm not as passionate about it as say like Willy Wonka or something like that. But don't get me started. Yeah.
So Tony, when you call to tell me that you don't pee in the pool, you can yell at Rich and I for saying that we don't want another remake. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's like, he's already written that
he's
down.
He's chomping at the bit.
He's already got his notes. Ooh, Rich.
And when I say Rich leave a voicemail, I mean call the voicemail number. Don't send me a bunch of audio files that you want me to edit together. All right. All right.
So, I need to, this is my creative outlet. I need to do this. You need to help me with it. So
it's what I do. What I live for. Anything else?
That's it, baby. That's the news.
That's all the news. Where's the news outro?
And that's the way it was.
With Richard Blake.
That's the that's the news tag, everybody.
Yeah.
But now let's find out what Maddie Warburton has to say, shall we? Let's do it.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, we are in the midst of some pretty exciting superhero movies, but there was one in particular that had piqued a lot of people's interest. I know it did mine, the setup of a parallel Superman, But what if Ooh. He turned out to not be quite the Boy Scout he became? What if he was quite the Super Dennis the Menace? That and the fact that James Gunn was involved, I was like, dude, I have got to get to the theater because this has got to be awesome. So, I saw Brightburn. So as we have seen in the trailers, a boy from space has crash-landed his pod for some reason on Earth to a farm in Kansas. And he is taken in by the owners of that farmhouse, the Briars, played by Elizabeth Banks and Roy from The Office, Dave Denman. Two Office alumni have now played fathers in horror movies. Things seem to be going all hunky-dory for this small-town family and their outer space boy until...
Dun, dun, dun.
He turns 12. No one will know the devastation he will cause trolling social media, then lashing out slurs on both Xbox and PlayStation. Kidding, actually... He becomes an indestructible superhuman killing machine. Basically, the metaphor this movie drives in is puberty, emotional and hormonal change, that kind of stuff. There's a little parallel with adoption, but they don't go too into detail. Mainly, it's the story of how Brandon Breyer finds his identity in and becomes a killing machine. That's really it. Basically, everything you see in the previews is the extent of the plot. There's not too much else. Honestly, Brightburn was one of those movies, for the most part, that's pretty decent, but I felt like they had a lot of potential that they didn't really use. They do a lot of work with the Superman parallel, mimicking shots and scenes from Zack Snyder's Man of Steel, so the premise is there, but once the premise is established, the movie becomes a superhero slasher movie. They don't really go into a backstory or plot, but more of who is going to die and in what way. And they do that really well. There's some pretty gruesome, gory deaths in this one. I personally can't stomach when horrible things happen to people's eyes or mouths. And there's both in this one. There is not a kill or even injury that is a throwaway. You can tell that there has been a lot of time spent on everything to make the audience squirm. The cast, I think, did a great job. Elizabeth Banks gives a great performance as a mom wanting desperately to defend her son. David Denman really impressed me as Kyle, the father who loves his son so much but is coming to the realization that the child that they picked up in the woods in a space pod could be something other than what they expected. And Jackson Dunn plays a great little creepy, murderous, sociopathic super kid. Also, Matt Jones is fun in this one as the uncle. Matt Jones is a voiceover artist who also has done commercials, and you'd know him by his super ultra raspy voice. Also, I should make a self-correction. Last week I said that this movie was by the Brothers Gunn, assuming that the writers Mark and Brian Gunn were brothers, but that is incorrect. Brian is the brother to the horde of Gunns, such as James Gunn, Sean Gunn, Patrick Gunn, and Matt Gunn. Also, Brian Gunn is the brother-in-law of Jenna Fischer, who played Pam on The Office. Wow, this movie is coming up Office. However, Mark Gunn is not a Gunn brother, but a Gunn cousin. But personally, I didn't know about either of those guys' involvement in this movie. Only James Gunn, whose name they blasted all over the previews. But he produced it. I'm not sure how much input he had or if he just threw money at it. But all I'm saying is... it's got to be pretty nice having a high-profile brother-slash-cousin to help push your movie. This movie was done well, I just wish that it had a better story locked in, rather than just solely relying on a premise. Again, they did a great job setting it all up, but once they were done setting up that premise, they abandoned the story to become a slasher movie, which it was great at, but it just made the first half and last half of the movie feel a bit unbalanced. If you're a big horror movie fan and take it as just a slasher flick dressed up for Comic-Con, then you'll probably dig it. If you're looking for more of a fleshed out superhero experience, then you might be let down. But hey, that's just my opinion. I say get yourself to a theater and hope some angsty super teens don't level the place and check it out for yourself because hey, what do I know? Next time, I'm going to see how they do giving the movie musical biopic treatment to another one of my favorite musicians, because I'm going to see Rocket Man. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
All right.
Right on. I want to see both of those, Brightburn and Rocket Man.
Brightburn did look like a very interesting.
It's intriguing,
movie.
Yeah, for sure. Like the take on Superman is kind
I definitely
of intriguing.
Got, I kind
of
got the feeling from it that I don't think it's going to go any farther beyond the. Oh, but this is neat. Evil Superman.
It looked like it had potential.
I didn't hear anything since then. Like, oh, you got to see it. So
yeah. So I trusted Maddie saying that yeah, it's probably fun for what it is, but there's probably not a whole lot of substance there. Yeah. I'm curious to see it because I want to know how they eventually stop this indestructible super beast of a bad guy. You know what I mean?
Or if they just line it up
Kryptonite. For sequels. Turns out you spray him with water.
Yeah, right. No, then he did. Christ. Yeah, then he sprouts and he becomes like.
Turns out you just play music.
You feed him after midnight.
Turns out they just got a cold. Right, okay, yeah. Here's it. So I love Gremlins. I think it's a great movie.
Okay.
And the rules are don't get him wet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the last one's don't feed him after midnight.
Right.
So when can it eat?
Yeah, that's...
It's always after midnight.
Is it falling? Son of a bitch!
This shit's falling.
Damn it! I thought I fixed it.
I can hold it. It's cool.
Dang it. Oh, you know what? We'll be able to tell.
I think it was recorded when you said what's the over-under
yeah,
on 8 minutes.
Yeah, so we'll be able to check it.
Yes.
See, I have a feeling
it might not have been recording.
I think it was under.
I might not have been recording.
I think it was under.
But anyway, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touchdown brings me round again. Fact is cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job. Again to find I'm not the man they think.
be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Back to the show.
What you watching? Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Sup, sup.
We're back after that commercial break.
Yeah.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
You'll laugh today, man.
Working 6 days a week sucks.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yes.
And when the only day off you have is Sunday, and then you have a bunch of stuff to do that day, it's not really a day off.
Yeah.
And then you go right back and do it all again the next week.
What I hate is when I accidentally work 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's true too. I've done that before too.
Like there needs to be a day where I don't do work.
Yes.
And I do work almost every day.
Yes.
And I realize, crap, I did it again.
What have I done? Anywho, what's everyone watching?
Work sucks.
I was only able to do this because Lindsay's out of town. And not that she wouldn't let me watch this or whatever. It doesn't work that way, but I know she wouldn't want to watch it at all. I watched the entirety of Entourage.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Well done, sir.
All of that show.
Did you watch the movie?
No, because I couldn't find the movie. Like, I have to pay for it. I'm like,
It's not on HBO. That doesn't
make
sense.
No, it's not on HBO, right? That's ridiculous.
It's
not.
Have you ever seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
I liked the movie.
Is the movie good?
I haven't seen the movie.
Well, I mean, I still like the show.
Right.
Again, I haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I like it.
You're allowed to say that.
The show. The movie's really good.
And I'll qualify like this. Like, the show's entertaining. And a lot of the show is enjoyable. But, man, these dudes. These dudes are shitty people.
All of them?
Honestly, by the end, Turtle's the best dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is weird to say, considering how the show starts. But, like, the culmination of the show is, like, Vince meets a woman that he marries after, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days.
Correct.
And she calls him out on his being a womanizer. And he's like, no, I've been great to all the girls that I've been with, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yeah, you've been nice to them, but that doesn't mean that you haven't had a real relationship ever in your life.
Any of them.
That's what she's saying. Like, you bounce from girl to girl. And just the arc of the show is, you know, make money, get bitches.
Yep. Yes.
And that's how, and it never changes. Like, no one grows beyond that except for Turtle.
What's your favorite part of the series?
The far and away best episode of Entourage is the Vegas episode in season two, three. Just because it's like so like tightly done, and there's no overarching story in that episode. It's just things are going well. Let's go to Vegas.
Yep.
And it's all about that. And there's a great scene at the end.
Seth Green.
It's with Seth Green. Yeah.
And Seth Green plays.
Yo, did you tell Solana I said what up? Yeah. He's like, yes, Seth.
I told her.
I
said what up yet?
You tell her I said what up. You tell me when she says what up back. And it's just so great.
Oh God.
Because we saw, I was out with a buddy yesterday, and we were out at a bar. And we saw a group of dudes, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he's like, did that remind you of? He's like Seth Green's posse. I'm like, yes. Like, those are the real life version of those dudes.
Did you tell her I said what up?
Did you say what up yet?
Oh,
no,
God,
Seth. I didn't.
So funny.
My favorite part is Jeremy Piven going across town.
Yes.
That was a bitch slap for a bitch.
No,
now, apologize or I'm knocking you the fuck out. Like, that was like, ooh.
Dude, Ari Gold is a fantastic character.
Yeah.
So good. Lloyd!
Actually, he gets a little bit of redemption at the end, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say. So him and Turtle are the ones that have, like, a real, like, they grow and they change. But nobody
because,
else.
Because, like, you think he's kind of a douche. Like, Ari is.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But the things that he goes through throughout the course of the show, you're like, holy shit, dude, you keep getting fucked over and over again. I like that show.
And he definitely holds to that I love my family thing.
Oh, yeah.
All throughout. Even when he fucks up, he comes back around.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It because of that. Like,
he's always about his family.
There's that.
Yeah.
All of Entourage. Huh?
But yeah, like some of the shit they say in that show, I'm like, ooh, that wouldn't fly today.
Yeah.
Like, it would not
They got
fly.
My girl in it. Remember who my girl is in that show?
Who's Carla that? Gugino.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do remember BJ. I know that about you.
Very good. there's a small list, and she's on it.
Nice. Watch anything else? Anything else?
I
imagine watching all of Entourage is pretty time consuming.
That was a lot. I was like, let's put it on. Because they're so short.
Yep.
And it just kind of gets going. It's like, oh, crap. I spent 2 hours watching Entourage.
Yep.
We're almost done with this season.
Yeah, might as well keep going.
before Lindsay left town, we watched Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Always Be My Baby. Because
you want to say Always Be My Baby.
Yeah.
Now what?
Really
explain.
That's a Netflix movie.
It's a Netflix movie starring Ali Wong and Randall Park and a surprise guest star that I won't mention.
I know who it is.
You know
it's
what?
In the trailer.
Yeah.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the trailer. I didn't watch the trailer. So
I wonder if my algorithm doesn't bring it up. My algorithm thinks that I don't like
it. If you go to the popular category, it should definitely be on there. Maybe you're
racist.
Maybe computers
Netflix
think you don't like Asian people.
Though?
Say again?
Have you watched Netflix? Because it only came out,
literally
days?
A week ago.
I see commercials for these, though. Like, not on Netflix. Like, I see them
on TV?
On Facebook and on TV and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah. So that's how I found out about
it. I cut the cord. Commercials? What are those?
They still happen when I watch baseball games.
Right.
Yeah, they still happen when I watch sports.
Yeah.
And they come up on your feed.
That's the only time I see commercials.
God, we were watching
Instagram feed. When I do.
We were watching MasterChef or something on Hulu. And we don't have the commercial-free Hulu.
Yeah.
And like every time something dramatic is about to happen, it's like, well, I must say, this risotto is simply... And then it fades, like, dramatic effect.
Right.
And then it cuts immediately back. And I'm like, I fucking hate commercials. Like, I'm so glad I don't have to watch commercials during... Like, I can stand commercials during sports or whatever. And, like, sure, whatever. But when they're trying to add dramatic tension to a stupid competition show...
Time it up with a commercial.
And just be like, well, this is... I must say, you did... And then every time they're like, perfect. But they have to cut to commercial first. It's like, I'm so glad I don't have to wait those 2.5 minutes to find out that
extra?
It's actually really good.
How much extra is that?
Because
I have it with
Hulu.
I
don't know.
I don't know. I don't pay for HBO, so I guess it's fair.
I think it's $15 for commercial-free Hulu.
I can't watch.
I pay six. So.
Like, when people post and share videos on Facebook now, I can't fucking watch it because they'll have a commercial
in the middle of the video. YouTube started doing that, too.
Oh,
drives me bananas.
They got to get paid.
Yeah.
I hate it. I turn it off immediately. I'm like, nope, we're done.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not going to watch
something
this.
I'm not going to support that.
Yeah.
Hulu, $5.99 a month. No ads, $11.99 a month.
Yeah.
And then live TV, $44.99.
Wow. I did Hulu Live for...
You keep just doing the free trials of all the
systems. I think there's one more that I haven't tried yet. But the Padres, especially if the Padres get hot, I'll try that third one. Actually, I might buy a month. At that point,
that's fantastic.
We'll see what's up.
Good times. Watch anything else? So how was the movie?
It's good.
Okay,
it's really good. It has like some of the standard rom com tropes where you're kind of like, all right.
What's the premise?
So it's about a guy and a girl who they hook up once when they're really young, and then their lives like kind of diverge,
mm-hmm.
and then it's coming back to can this be a thing again?
Do they both lose their virginity to each other? Or loses? Okay.
Oh, okay.
They lose their virginity to each other, and then they
separate
off.
Ways. Yeah.
And she becomes like a famous celebrity chef, and he's kind of like still
Josh
at home.
Yeah.
Still at home,
he's
like working with his dad. Yeah.
Only he's Randall Park.
But infinitely more entertaining. Yeah. Honestly, Randall Park's the leading man. Like, this dude is funny.
Now, which dude is he now?
Let's see. Where would you know Randall Park from?
Asian Jim?
He is. Looks. Yeah.
Okay. Is he the one who's on Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes. He's on Fresh Off the Boat.
And he's been in lots of stuff.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
I just saw the Asian Gym episode, so that's why I know that it's him.
Yep. Yeah. That's the guy.
No, he's hilarious.
Mike P showed him.
That's the one funny Asian guy.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just. That's a social commentary statement, not like a. In my opinion, but
the guy who gets to be the funny,
right? Exactly, yeah. But like he's the one who
and Ali Wong too, like the both of them in this movie. They have good chemistry. Like it's you believe that there's a relationship and a history there. So
nice.
This is cool.
I want
to
see it.
So many great funny moments and like the special guest star like absolutely steals the freaking movie.
Nice,
like,
that's cool.
Insane. That's fantastic.
Because you don't see it coming at all. Like,
right.
Don't see it coming at all. It's awesome.
Except for when you see it in the trailer.
It's Ken
that
Jeong.
Sucks.
I mean, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why that person's there.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know why they're there, but I know that they're in it.
That's a bummer.
Because
going in cold and not knowing that, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Good times.
Cool.
Yeah, really good. good sheep.
Nice. BJ, what'd you see?
Or is there anything I watched a lot of stuff.
I started to watch Mrs. Maisel.
Oh. Right on, dude.
The Marvelous Mrs.
How far
Maisel.
Is it marvelous?
We've watched two episodes.
Yes.
Did I say I started watching Barry last week, too?
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, I haven't watched any more of that. But we did start Mrs. Maisel.
Nice.
It's very good so far. I thought it was a half
better.
Hour show. It's an hour. Mm-hmm. I thought they were half hour.
Oh.
But it's an hour.
I say any more good half
and
hour
it's
shows.
Also a lot more drama than it is comedy. I mean, there's funny stuff, but it's pretty heavy at
it's
times.
A good period
for the
piece.
First two episodes, anyway.
Yeah.
But so I was completely misled by two of those things. So
you were expecting to laugh a lot more.
I was expecting it to be a comedy, like straight up comedy, mm-hmm. and I was expecting it to be a half hour show. Neither of those are true. I mean, it is funny, but it's
a light drama, but they have lots of like comedy in it and lots.
I mean,
of...
I laughed a bunch, like, but it's not a comedy.
I don't think
outright.
In the first two episodes, Tony Shalhoub has his really shine moments because he has some like. Moments
I can see that they're
kill
in
me
there yeah.
that are
yeah.
so good that like I just like I love him so much and he does yeah in both seasons he's got some moments that are just money.
So like episode nice. 2 when they're having like the family dinner still and it's like why are you even here and then like it explodes like that's hilarious like obviously it's around a heavy subject of like divorce in that time era and stuff mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but like it's funny like it's still funny it's not laugh out loud funny but you're having a good time watching it so I'm on board so far
it's nice. Yeah it's like, I literally like I have gone to start to watch that again and then got distracted by Death Wish
that's right
and other
by Charles
and,
Bronson's Academy Award winning performance
yes. and other Ooh. And other movies and other stuff that like because I'd never go on Prime hardly ever
I ever never do
and
so,
like yeah.
I'm on Prime every day.
That's so cool funny. That's
so,
cool
so typically yeah. what happens is we'll watch something or like we'll put something on for the background and then whoever has the remote, like once they've watched like two episodes of that background nonsense, whether The Office or Property Brothers or something, then it's like, okay, whatever. And then like the remote gets passed to the next person.
Right.
And so I got the remote and it was just this morning and I was like, click. And I turned off whatever we were watching. I forget what it was. And I was like, and I went straight to Amazon and I turned on Amazon and Samantha goes, oh yeah.
We
forgot about that.
We have this, right?
Just
this
like
thing.
Right. And now she's in there watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which is also on Amazon Prime.
Have you seen that?
There's a lot of stuff on Amazon
Have
Prime.
I seen Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like recently? Like,
yeah. When you talked about, we even talked about it on the show. How
you watched it after
swore
that.
It wasn't on there, and then all of a sudden it was, and then it wasn't. Yeah, anyway.
It's kind of a
dark, it was the whole thing.
Trippy movie.
Yeah, it was a thing. But, so because I turned on Amazon, she's in there watching something on Amazon.
There you go.
Cool.
Anyway.
I watched a few things.
You watched something that I want to watch.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Black Mirror Season 3.
Ooh,
five,
I haven't watched all
six.
Of them. I watched first episode.
Five? Six.
Yeah, I watched the Season 5. Yeah. And I mean, Season 5, it's almost like they're just adding it to Season 4.
I thought you said you watched
four.
All three of them.
Tony did. Yeah, I watched the first one.
All right, Tony washed all three of them.
Is that what he said?
On his typo on Facebook, he said he washed all three episodes.
Now they're clean.
So, Tony, when you call in, be sure to complain. About me making fun of you. Yeah.
But the first episode was great. Really well done.
Is that the Miley one?
No.
Okay.
It's the Anthony Mackie one. Mm. It's the Falcon one.
Falcon.
And it's...
Is it good?
It's super good. It's super... It, and it's like... It goes someplace where you're like, oh. You know, and then you let it play out and it's like... It's good. It's
nice.
Good. So I'm looking forward to seeing
I have not watched any Black Mirror.
Ever?
Oh, really?
None.
The last season? Like,
yeah, the season 4 was money. There's only three episodes. I mean, well, that season had six.
Was
I think.
There? Yeah.
They're like an hour long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one about the Starship Enterprise. It's not the Starship Enterprise.
That was a real good one.
That one's so good.
Cool.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of good ones. But yeah, I'm excited about seeing the other ones. So I literally watched that this morning in my Epsom salt bath. So yeah, living large in the bathtub watching.
Nice.
Watching TV.
Damn right.
Fancy.
I just gotta go to the best thing that I've watched and the biggest thing that I've watched.
Yeah,
the Deadwood movie.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
is it good?
Did anyone watch Deadwood? Did anyone watch it? I'm the only one who's ever watched the show.
I watched the show. Some of it. I got through some of season 2.
You start in the middle of it or something?
No, I watched. You told me I needed to watch it, and I watched all of season 1.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
I started season 2,
okay.
And then at that point, I didn't have HBO anymore.
Okay.
And then I've since recently got it back, and I haven't gone back to watch it yet.
Okay. It's so good.
Now, can you see the movie without seeing the show?
You shouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, you shouldn't, because it really continues the storyline. Even though it's 10 years later, and they say that, like, kind of early on, like the 10 years have passed.
Because season 3 didn't really end, right? Didn't it canned like halfway through season 3?
No, it ended, but they didn't, the series didn't end.
It didn't end.
Yeah, the series, they didn't wrap up the series like they would have liked to have.
Right.
And then, so it took forever. It took 10 years for them to put this back together. And it's like, God, first of all, I love the show so much. But it's like these old friends. And so like as the movie starts, these characters appear. And it's just so comforting and warming, like to see them and hear them talk. And they have that particular style of dialogue that's sort of like Shakespearean / potty mouth. And
cocksucker.
Yeah, and in the
do they say cocksucker a lot in the movie?
They say it plenty, lots of times.
Good times.
Lots of times.
Lots of cocksuckers. Yeah.
But they explain that in some of the extras when you're watching the first three seasons, that David Simon is kind of saying that he kind of did a bunch of research that there were a lot of guys who had kind of like were trying to better themselves and had learned, and they had books about Latin and about Shakespeare and about other things, and so they would always try to talk, and then there were other folks who were much more simple, but so the dialogue is really interestingly put together. But all the characters that show up, and most of them are there, are just it just picks up right where it left off, and it's so satisfying. I don't quite have the crush on Timothy Oliphant as the older guy, but it's super duper good, and I've watched it 3 times. I watched it again this morning.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And
that must be good.
It is good. Now, and my brother said, he's like, he watched it before I did. He's like, I love it, but I just end up wanting more. And you really, really want more. And so they don't wrap it up in the sense of a movie where you just have an arc that kind of runs from the beginning of the movie to the end.
Yeah.
It picks up with the other, the story kind of leaves off, and then it just tells a hunk of the story, and then it doesn't really like close a bunch of doors, mm-hmm. which to me, especially like after a couple viewings, I'm fine with. But I still am kind of holding on to a little hope that they're going to actually like redo the series.
So they pick up where it left off, but it's 10 years in the future.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
that make sense?
It does. I mean,
like, I would imagine, like, especially in that show where like
exactly
the town's
where...
kind of growing and stuff and like right. trying to figure out what's happening. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's like, oh, and then 10 years go by and everything's just the same.
No, it's not.
Same villains and everything. Yeah. Cause that makes sense. 10 years and now
it's not the same. It's not the same. And you clearly, like, you see the progression of this. They're like part of the United States now. They
okay.
were, and they weren't.
Right.
They were unincorporated in the first part, and that was part of the storylines in the first couple of right. seasons.
Yep.
Was them, you know, becoming part of the either the Dakota Territory
I forget who they were showing up to be like, we're going to run this town now, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. they were just outlaws. They yeah. were like, you know, living in a particular way, but now they are actually part of the United States 10 years later. And it's just so good. I can't recommend it enough.
Now, is it? Do you think you have rose-colored glasses for it because you love the show so much?
Of course.
Is that why you think it's so good, or is it just a good Western?
Personally, I mean, it's hard to say because you know I have my glasses on from loving the show, but I think it's
just good,
really, really
well acted, well everything,
executed,
well shot, everything.
Executed so well. And that they did the whole show. I mean, I don't know what you thought of the first couple seasons.
I liked it. Yeah,
like they create an experience there that really like makes you like feel like you are there in that time. And
I am a cocksucker.
Yeah, you are 1860 or whatever.
Yeah, Tony. 1890
cocksucker. Yeah.
So hold on. Tangent train. Slight tangent on
Go
the
ahead.
Word cocksucker. So me and my buddy were talking at work. And about E.T. and how E.T. is a very well-made movie and how it's, like, suspenseful and you think that there's bad guys in it, but there's no actual bad guys in the movie. Like, you see the guy with the keys, like, you see his keys the whole time, and you're like, what the hell is happening with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then he shows up, and it's like, oh, God, they're in NASA space. I'm like, what's happening? They're taking over the house. And, like, but, like, he literally legitimately wants to help E.T. And, like, he tells him later, like, he came to me when I was a kid, too. Like, he's just trying to help the alien also. But anyway, but the movie, the way it's shot, anyway, lots aside, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We were talking about that aspect of E.T. and then how at the very beginning of the movie, it makes me laugh every single time that Elliot calls his brother penis breath.
Right.
And I'm like, that's a very PG 1980s way of calling somebody gay or whatever, right. Or cocksucker, which is just a pejorative for, you know, being gay. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was hilarious. And then, like, it, long and short of this whole story was, like, the guy's like, yeah, yet Spielberg went in to digitally animate out the guns and put in flashlights, but they still leave in the 8-year-old saying the words penis breath.
That's
good point. Say again now?
That's a good point.
Flashlights and guns?
Oh, you didn't know about
that? How have you never? It's since been rechanged. I swear we have.
I probably heard that.
They've since changed it back.
They changed it back. Yeah.
But
that's
when
ridiculous.
the kids are all coming up on the cop blockade and they all fly on their bikes for the first time, not just Elliot, but when they all fly on the bikes, all the cops used to have shotguns like pointing at those kids.
Yeah.
And then they digitally removed the shotguns and gave them walkie-talkies and flashlights instead.
Interesting.
Because how dare you point a kid or a shotgun at a kid,
in
you
a PG
police
movie.
Officer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but anyway, he since realized the error of his ways and he's like, yeah, I put that back.
Yeah. Because just don't do that. The movie's made.
Yeah, sorry.
Leave it. Just leave it. You're done.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Ugh. George Lucas, are you taking
that? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't add Jabba the Hutt in the
Disney
middle of the scene.
Disney has said that they're probably going to put out a original.
That's because they're great.
What the fuck are they waiting for?
That's because they want money, and they know the Star Wars people are dying. Because you bought the Blu-rays, and
exactly.
There should have been an option on the Blu-ray set
it's
to original extent, but the fact that you can't have that is dumb. But yeah. Disney's like, hey, we have it. We'll
and
put it out
for
like,
you. Cha-ching.
I'm sure once number 9 comes out, there'll be a new box set that literally has the Skywalker saga in there,
right.
And they'll have whatever version you want.
Yeah, you can choose it.
Skywars.
Right,
yeah.
Which you should have. Anyway.
So I watched another movie, See You Yesterday.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
I loved it.
That was a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Never
with
heard
that,
of
so.
It.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. One of those ones that like it came up in my feed.
Time travel movie.
So apparently they think I like black stories, but they don't think I like Asian stories. Apparently.
Well.
So
sounds accurate to me.
Tony, when you call in, just call PJ a racist for me. Just get on that.
I saw both of them in my feed, just, you know. So.
Yeah, man.
Mikey's
we should all
a
strive,
good human
we
being.
Should strive to be Mikey Pettner. He's a non-discriminatory movie fan.
Fantastic. So. I've never even heard of it.
It's a Spike Lee produced movie. It's like James Gunn.
Yeah.
Spike Lee produced movie.
Was it in theaters?
No. It's a Netflix movie.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's a Netflix movie.
Original, yeah.
Yeah, Netflix original movie about time travel and... the twist is that the genius kids are black and they're inner city kids.
I was like, don't give me the twist of the movie.
That's a tweak of the normal trope, I guess.
Flipping the script.
Yeah. But it's good. It's well done. It's really well done. And it feels like at the same time, like a urban inner city Spike Lee movie, but also these cool time travel,
science fiction,
time travel stories.
That's cool,
and it's a good story. It's a good fun story, nice. and it's well done. I've only watched it once, but I would watch it again for sure.
Nice.
So I'll see you yesterday is the name of that one.
What's the alien movie that's on there with the kids that have to fight aliens?
Rim of the World.
Is that Netflix, huh? Right?
I think they bought it. I don't think they made it.
Okay.
I don't remember, though.
You've seen that too, Mikey?
Top of my head.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my list.
Because it looked like it was going to be interesting, and I didn't know if it was out, and I didn't know if it was the theaters. I just had seen a trailer for it, and I was like, it looks kind of interesting. Where it's kind of the same, but not. Where it's like, all of a sudden, like, the kids have to fight the alien invasion,
right.
Which is kind of a
you're
cool
like,
thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Those are fun as kids, where you're like, you can like picture yourself being the hero,
yeah.
You know.
But when you're an adult, you're like, come on.
Well, right. What's the scoop?
On.
Is it on Netflix?
Or is it
oh,
Milter?
No, I was just going to say Will Wheaton.
Oh.
Will Wheaton.
So I think I might have mentioned it before, but I watched Night School.
I was going to watch that.
It's definitely entertaining and fun. Yeah. And Tiffany Haddish is fun and entertaining. She's a very up and coming. Maybe she's already arrived now, but
she's arrived.
She's legitimate. Yeah. She's legit. I remember like seeing her on Saturday Night Live, having no idea who she was.
Yeah.
And going, wow, like she's got something, and she's super entertaining. And Kevin Hart's endearing. I can't help it. Like he's like I've never seen something with him that made me go, God, get out of here. Like, I just, he's just engaging and entertaining.
He is, but he is definitely one of those always the same kind of loud in your face characters.
Kevin Hart's playing Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that, but I mean, he does it. It's like Nick Cage when he was being Nick Cage in the 90s and early 2000s. Like, of course, he's doing Nick Cage, but he's great at it.
It'll
so
play out at
keep
some
going.
Point. Yeah. Yeah. It'll play out at some point and then you'll be done with it.
Yeah.
So I watched the Bash Brothers.
Mark Marlowe Island thing?
I need to watch that.
It's only like a half an hour long or so.
I haven't even listened to it yet because I want to watch it before I listen.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like on iTunes or like?
Yeah,
because
they have the album released.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just the album, but it's all the music videos.
I freaking
right?
love Lonely Island. Oh, like, yeah. I love them. And I just laugh at Andy Samberg. I laugh at everything he does when he's being ridiculous.
He's funny.
I wouldn't give. There's a lot of folks I wouldn't give anywhere near the leeway that I give him. But he's funny. He cracks me up. And so this definitely will deliver the goods.
Oh, yeah.
For Lonely Island.
Where is that?
That's Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay.
And so that's a Netflix original as well.
which is crazy because they were planning on doing the album. I mean, it's an album that you can buy and listen to or whatever. But then they were just like, let's make music videos. You know what? Let's just make a music video, but it's the whole album. And that's what it is. And Netflix is like, yeah, that works. Like,
They're like, yeah, that. Tell you, Netflix is who we got to pitch something to because they'll take anything.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, that's more along the lines of what they're about because they're the new, like, Comedy Central Presents or whatever. Like, they're the new stand up. Like, you don't say, I'm going to get a HBO special anymore when you're talking about comedy. You're like talking about I'm gonna get a Netflix special because they're like the new avenue for comedy or stand-up or whatever. And Lonely Island, while being a musical group, is comedy,
a comedic musical
group. So
but
you find it
well stuff? Yeah, Rim of the World, I mean, Netflix is listed as one of the producers.
Okay,
so
maybe it's one of those they'll put in theaters for a day or maybe imagine they're trying
maybe
to make
they
that
get a producer credit
awards.
As
probably
part of
the
arrangement to,
the other one
to
is
have
Wonderland,
it on
there.
The arrangement.
So, or Wonderland Sound and Vision.
Huh.
Yeah, they're both listed under production
but it's not out yet.
No, it's out.
No, it's
out. It is. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's on there.
I just haven't seen it.
And there's two things that I really look forward to watching. One is Chernobyl because
I've heard
nothing. I actually started Chernobyl.
I heard it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And all I've heard is crazy rave reviews.
We almost put that on today, but instead I got the remote and put on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel instead.
You know, and there's a little hesitancy, at least for me. You know, Rich was saying he didn't want to put something on because it was depressing. You know, and like, yeah, Chernobyl. I want to watch it, but I'm afraid it's going to be like if I'm not in a great mood, that it might be. But I still want to watch it.
I've got a segue there.
Go ahead.
Segue away.
Things are going better in the last couple of days. I was like, oh, let's watch something depressing. So I watched At the Heart of Gold, USA gymnastics scandal movie.
Is that Netflix too?
No, that's HBO.
Okay.
It's
I think I said that I wanted to watch it or
it's good. And if you want to know more about like what happened and how it happened and the fallout and consequences of it and all that stuff, definitely watch it. But fair warning, it is a tough watch.
Yeah.
Very tough watch.
What's all about?
I can't say like I'm looking forward to
towards the very end they have all the courtroom victim statements. Oh. And I'm just like cheesy, crazy.
I mean, I saw that on the news. It was heartbreaking.
It absolutely broke my heart.
And so to see it kind of probably produced and in a very dramatic way, you know.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it, but I heard she was on Dax's podcast.
Uh-huh.
She was on a podcast, the writer director.
Yeah.
And just the fact that because she talked about it again, I haven't seen it, but the fact that the parents were in the room. And he's like, no, this is how we do this. And they're like, okay, yeah, great. And then the fact that the kids actually felt better, it's like, good God, how psychologically fucked up is this shit?
Super duper.
Golly.
One of the kids,
that's why I don't want to watch it. I mean, I do want to watch it.
Statement said like she had to like choke to get it out. She's like, our parents didn't protect us. Like our parents failed us essentially. And you're like,
just stomp on my heart right now, please.
But like they didn't. I mean, I guess if that's the procedure that's happening, quote unquote procedure, like you should be like, wait a second, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But like at the same time, if like you've been in that system forever and all the coaches are like, no, this is the guy. This is the guy.
Yeah,
this is
the
guy.
He's the one.
He will fix them.
Yeah.
And you're like, you want it so bad. Like, I have no idea. But like.
They're right at the very. And this, I can't spoil this for you because it's a news story. So
right.
Whatever. At the very end. when they're going through sentencing, one of the dads asks the judge if he could have 5 minutes alone with him in a locked room. And the judge is like, sir, like, that's not how our justice system works. We can't do that. And he goes, okay, how about 1 minute? And he goes, sir, I can't. And he's like, all right, well, as he says, all right, well, I'm going to have to, he like runs across the courtroom to try and like knock the dude out.
I've seen that.
And like the bailiff's like restrain him. And he's like, he's very like collected. Like he's on the ground. And he's like, just let me go. Just give me 1 minute. And they're like, sir, we can't do that. He's like, we understand. But, you know, we can't do that. Mm. And it's like,
it's so horrific. Damn. So,
yeah. And like, in the same. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, in the same vein, I'm looking forward to / I don't know, to watching When They See Us about the Central Park Five. For a couple reasons. First of all, it's an intriguing story that's horrible.
Yeah.
But also Ava DuVernay, who did 13th, which was a movie I can't recommend highly enough to anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
But no one will watch it unless you're already progressive liberal,
right.
You know, because it's a message that's laid out so obviously about the institutional racism, the
private prisons,
and then the way that that's kind of
quote unquote new slavery.
It's excellently done. And so she's the one who also did the Central Park Five show, When They See Us, and also is doing the new Prince documentary, which I can't imagine is anywhere near in those same veins.
Right.
But
very different.
She does good work, and so I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'm embarrassed to say the Central Park Five, I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
In the late 1980s.
89?
Yeah. In New York City, they arrested five young underage black kids for the attempted murder and rape of a jogger in Central Park. And they prosecuted him and sent them to jail.
They got false confessions out of him too. That was part of the.
Okay.
That's the story.
Yeah, they had zero. Yeah, no physical evidence, no witnesses, nothing. But they essentially like
came down hard on him.
Yeah, led them into
coerced
them into a confession.
And it turns out that
someone else confessed. They got DNA matching it later. And one of the things was Donald Trump took out a full page ad saying that we should bring back the death penalty for these kids, and went full in on it and refuses to apologize since even after DNA evidence has proven that wasn't the case, he doesn't apologize about it. So fuck that guy and fuck injustice in our system.
Fun fact, the prosecutor on that case just got dumped by her publisher.
Good for her.
After that show came out.
Good for the publisher, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More money for you.
Anyway, let's get something happier before we wrap it up.
The title of the show is The Bummer.
Right.
I also watched
Chernobyl.
I watched Russian Doll, which is fucked up, but really cool.
I have watched that. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's interesting. That's
really interesting. I only watched the first episode, but I'm like, well, this is interesting.
Oh yeah. Did you watch it too?
Oh, I got sucked in. Like, I couldn't stop at one episode, and I binged the whole thing, I think, in like a day and a half or something.
Are those hour long? Half an hour? Hour long?
No, they're a half hour.
Really?
I think so.
They're relatively short, but there's a lot of them. I think
they feel like short for sure.
24 or something?
But then the actress. I thought it was only another 10.
Yeah.
I love the actress. I forget her name, but did you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah. I watched some of it. That show's still going.
Yeah.
I think they're on
the last season right now, too.
Yeah, but it's like, huh?
I haven't watched it like the last. Yeah.
That was a still thing.
Yeah. I haven't watched it. I'm a few seasons behind.
I kind of went off the rails on that show. I was like, I don't know.
But the one big curly hair. I forget her name.
I don't remember her name.
She's got kind of the New Jersey-ish kind of vibe. But she's, I don't know, something about her is attractive and she's good. She's just really good at what she does. So she's the star of Russian Doll.
Yes.
I'm aware of the episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a quick binge.
It's eight?
Yeah, eight episodes.
Yeah.
It felt like longer. Yeah.
It's usually not a positive.
But it must be.
It felt like forever.
No.
God, I was sitting there.
That's a testament to want to watch it.
No. But I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, it's just like, wow. You feel overwhelmed by watching it, but it's amazing. I got to find out how long the episodes are because it's got to be an hour, I think.
Maybe so.
Yeah. And not new stuff. I've been waiting to watch more of season 2 of One Punch Man, but they are on a an unplanned hiatus. I think.
I've been watching more of that show.
Right?
Yes, it's so fun. Yeah, it's so fun.
Good.
Like, I fall asleep, and so I'm going back and finishing season 1.
Yeah.
And then, I just heard recently some friends complain about a recent episode. And they're like, what was up with this last episode of One Punch Man?
But season 2 is.
Not as good as season 1.
Not as good.
Yeah. But season 1, I'm so enjoying it.
Season 1 is dope.
Like every episode, I'm just
especially when you get to the very end of it is amazing.
Of season 1?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Some of the best animation I've seen in any anime.
Right on.
Honestly.
Well, since Anthony, one of his bonuses that's in part of his contract is learning Japanese.
Yeah.
And it's a 25 Gs if he learns Japanese.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so I'm like, dude, watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah.
I'm like, because he speaks Japanese and there's the stuff in there, you could just kind of, and like One Punch Man, like One Punch Man's Japanese, like all this stuff, like to kind of
get a feel for it.
Yeah, kind of sneak your way into it a little bit, get in your head. He's going to be, "Hai, non disca, non disca." You know, while he's quarterbacking.
Hell yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Fun.
That's going to be good times. Cool. I haven't watched anything else because, again, I don't watch things, but I'm starting to watch
stuff. That's
why
I do a TV.
Watch the things. Yes.
Well, and like, there's so many movies out that I want to go see, and I just haven't.
You still have to watch Ali.
I know. I still have to watch that. I have to go.
That's 4 hours
to the movies, and I want to watch movies that are in theaters.
There's actually a lot of movies in theaters right now that
yes.
I do want to see.
And I'm probably not going to see
them.
What
do you want
to
see in the theaters right now? I can't think of anything that I
want to see. Godzilla.
Me too.
Monsters.
Me too. Me too.
I can't
sure.
think of anything. Oh, that one.
Yes. No. I know. I can't think of anything ever. Anyway, so. I always need
I
help.
Know there's a few. Let me see if I can
Godzilla
pull up.
Godzilla I want to watch for sure.
The theater.
I was just thinking about this. I kind of want to see Detective Pikachu. Just cause
I want to see that too. Yeah.
Me too.
Nah. I think it'll be entertaining.
Let's see.
Rocket
what's
Man, John Wick 3 maybe?
Oh, that's
I
one.
That.
I want to see John Wick 3.
Aladdin.
I want to see Aladdin. I don't need to see it in theaters, but I want to. If I had a movie pass, you'd damn right I'd be
I discovered another problem I have with Aladdin.
Uh-oh, what's that?
They took out probably one of the only lines that my friends and I quote relentlessly.
Which is?
It's Jafar, Jafar, he's our man. If he can't do it, great! They took that out.
Of course. I mean, that's
yeah. but it's
100%
fun.
Robin Williams right there.
Brightburn was.
Brightburn, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did want to see Dark Phoenix too, but now I'm like on the fence about that. And we'll see.
I mean, I'll go see that for $5. You know?
Right.
For $5.
That's why Hazard Center is great.
Yes. True story. But anyway, let's get one of these.
Mikey P. recommends.
Satan and Adam, I think it's what it's called, on Netflix.
Sure. I don't know what this is, the title of the show.
Let me, I'm all, oh gosh, I had it.
Satan, question mark?
Satan. Adam?
Satan.
Yes, Satan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's for
sure. I thought you were someone else.
Just double checking to make sure that I got that right, but I'm pretty sure. Wait, no, it says YouTube. Hold on.
What's up, BJ?
Since you've turned on Amazon Prime, have you seen the ads for Good and Evil? I think it's called. They're like
the Good Omens.
Good Omens. Good Omens.
The Neil Gaiman.
I want to see that
show.
I really want to see that.
I tried to binge it, and I think I fell asleep in the middle of it. But I saw the beginning and the end, and it's brilliant.
Ooh, that reminds me of something else. That reminds me of something else that I watched that I fell asleep on.
Oh,
it was Wine Country.
Huh.
Oh, I had seen that twice.
Yeah, you said that was.
We started
enjoyable.
Watching it and fell asleep.
It's enjoyable for sure.
It's alright.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. It's enjoyable. I'm gonna stand by my enjoyable.
Like, it's not bad, but I was expecting like these are funny people. I was expecting like I'm gonna laugh out loud.
It's a little bit more like a little bit some of like little serious themes about friendship and aging and over
character
the years.
Friendship drama.
Did you laugh out loud at Bridesmaids?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did too. At certain points.
At certain
but
points.
But that movie was way oversold as like this is the funniest movie of the year. This is a hilarious ride through the thing. The majority of that movie, I'm feeling so bad.
Yeah.
For Kristen Wiig, I'm just like, man, you were getting shit on, like relentlessly shit on for no reason.
Yeah.
Like no reason. And like
it's not the laugh a minute thing that I was expecting.
Right. Like there are the trying on wedding dresses scene is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in a movie in recent history. But like she just keeps getting dumped on the whole movie and I'm like this isn't
yeah,
that funny. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I should see it again because I was definitely tainted by it because they advertise it as if you liked Hangover.
Oh,
I'm like,
right.
I hated Hangover. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Right.
So why would I want to watch this movie?
But we watched that the other day. It's very good. But
Hangover?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bridesmaids.
Okay.
It's very good, but
I haven't watched that in a while.
It's just I would laugh a lot, but I'm just sitting there going, man, like, this is a tragic story. Like, yeah. What is happening? Yeah. Anyway, did you find the title of your thing you want to recommend?
Satan and Adam.
Oh, okay.
I had it the whole time. Why doubt me? Don't doubt me.
He doubted himself.
Yeah. You doubt me. You don't doubt Mikey P. If PJ says it, you better question it. But Mikey P's got it.
All right. Well, thanks everyone out there for listening and liking and subscribing and leaving ratings and reviews and all that good stuff. And sharing the show is the number one thing that you can do.
Yep.
So thanks everyone out there for listening. But this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.
Like, sure, whatever, go ahead.